This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yep, nothing to do with the COVID shot. Absolutely nothing to do with the COVID shot here. Right. Hey, our good friend George Blacker with us here every Freedom Friday. George, I don't know if you saw this. This new study came out, right? This new study came out. Doctors sound alarm over massive spike in Americans suddenly dropping dead from unexplained heart attacks. Apparently, it's up 17% in the years following the COVID pandemic. But George, you've got to trust the medical industry on this one. The massive spike in heart attacks has nothing to do with the very COVID shot that everybody was telling us would cause problems with your heart, especially if you were young and healthy. Yet nothing to do with the shot, right, George?
No, absolutely not. You know, and it's, you know, nobody remembers the athletes and the people like that that were in perfect health that were dying, you know, even then, shortly after taking it. So, yeah, it's not a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Yeah, you had, like, soccer players. You had very young, healthy athletes that were dropping on the field. And, yep. And they had been forced to get the shot. We had military service members forced to get the shot. And then, boom, all of a sudden they have heart problems. But, oh, nope. Study says that it was COVID itself that caused the heart problems. And then it was people eating and drinking too much. Okay, fair point there. And then apparently marijuana and edibles are bad for your heart, too. But, nope, let's not mention the COVID shot that all the real experts who weren't bought and paid for were telling us caused problems with your heart. It's just kind of par for the course from what we've gotten with a lot of these studies and the fake news and the fake science, right?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, let's not forget the mRNA vaccine, which is the thing that's causing all this. You know, they didn't bust this out. They've been working on it since the 80s, and they didn't bring it to market because it wasn't ready. And don't forget, the government, you know, gave Big Pharma a pass and said, don't worry, we're going to give it to everybody, and you can't be sued for this because this is an emergency. So, you know, it was an experimental thing that wasn't ready to come to market, and that's what you get.
Yeah. Mary in Butte sent me a message on the Montana Talks app. Mary says this, I'm glad you called the Harvard person out. You are so right. The shot affected and killed two of my family members, one the next day after the shot. I remember hearing stories of people, even here in Montana, they got the shot and then shortly thereafter passed away. But Mary says this, yeah, one died the next day after the shot. The other member of my family, days after, one brother, healthy, had a massive heart attack after his shot. Just passing the buck. The game they play so well, no accountability. They are professionals when it comes to that. That is from Mary in Butte, listening to KXTL. Hey, we got the phone lines open for you on this Freedom Friday as well. George Blackard in the house with us for the full hour. You can either call into the show or send us a message on the Montana Talks app, just like our friend Mary in Butte just did right there. Stand by. Back right after this.
It's August 29th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's Individual Rights Day, honoring English professor John Locke, whose writings argued for the rights of every person. Also on this day in 2005, Hurricane Katrina collides with the Gulf Coast as a Category 4 storm, killing well over 1,000 people, leaving $150 billion in damages to both private property and public infrastructure. 1 million people were displaced by the disaster, a phenomenon unseen in the United States since the Great Depression. Some 150,000 did not want to or did not have the resources to leave New Orleans, which was battered by 145-mile-per-hour winds and a storm surge flooding 80% of the city. Codename First Lightning, the Soviet Union explodes its first atomic bomb in 1949. Born on this day, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. You wanna be bad, just be lady, lady. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. A lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Horses, what you decide, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah, another great reminder. This one comes in from Right On John, listening in, writing in on the Montana Talks app from Los Angeles, as he calls it. He says, yeah, remember, our own governor got the jab and 3 days later got COVID-19. Yeah, George, that was the other thing they were claiming in this report as well. It was COVID itself that caused these heart problems. But yet, remember, some of these people were the same people that were saying that if you got the shot, you wouldn't get COVID-19. So anyway, let's move on, of course, to another topic here. George, before we get to the callers, I know you wanted to weigh in on just this whole attack on prayer. And I said this during the rainbow flag debate in Missoula and Bozeman and Butte. I said, look, the reason they're hoisting these transgender rainbow flags as their official city flags is because trashing religion is their religion. It is the religion of the left. And we see that now with this attack on prayer in the wake of this transgender shooter killing these innocent little school kids during a Catholic mass in Minneapolis. Your thoughts on this attack on prayer?
Well, so you've seen this on social media for years. Anytime that there would be a post about something like this, people would say, your thoughts and prayers don't do anything. That doesn't do anything. Well, that was in social media, and those were just, you know, average people. But now you have the media and these people that didn't say this before. Now you have Congress people saying this. You have mayors and governors and all of this. And they're just saying, you know, stick your thoughts and prayers. It doesn't do anything. So now they've become emboldened and they're saying the things out loud that maybe they've thought for a long time. But it's crazy, you know, that they want to tell you that you can't pray and you can't talk about religion and you can't talk about your faith in public. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Yeah, and Jen Psaki, she was one of those folks. She's got her show on MSNBC now. She's the former Biden White House press secretary, and she is one of those who immediately started attacking prayer before she even had any of the facts about, you know, about who this killer, this deranged transgender shooter in Minneapolis actually was, or any of the other facts on the ground. She started with that attack on prayer. This is,
right.
I'm going to play an audio clip here. This is current White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt responding to Psaki's comments.
Reagan. Thanks, Caroline. I have two questions for you.
Sure.
Democrats, including former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, attacked prayer and pushed gun control in the aftermath of yesterday's shooting.
Hello.
What's the White House's response to their comments?
Yes, I saw the comments of my predecessor, Ms. Psaki, and frankly, I think they're incredibly insensitive.
Oh, all right. So hold on. I pressed a wrong button here for just a second. Pause this again. To our caller on the phone line, just wait a second. We'll get to you here in just a couple minutes.
to the tens of millions of Americans of faith across this country who believe in the power of prayer, who believe that prayer works, and who believe that in a time of mourning like this, when beautiful young children were killed while praying in a church, it's utterly disrespectful to deride the power of prayer in this country, and it's disrespectful to the millions of Americans of faith. And I would encourage Ms. Psaki to pray for these families themselves who need it right now more than ever.
Yeah, great message there from Caroline Levitt. George, you nailed it when you said that you know, now they're just saying what used to be the quiet part on the left out loud. I mean, this just shows that basically the radical anti-faith element of the Democrat Party, which used to be kind of a wing of the Democrat Party, is now in full control of that party.
Absolutely. It's become mainstream for them. So, you know, if you didn't know what that party was about before and you weren't paying attention, pay attention to this, because that is the Democrat Party. That's what liberalism does. And, you know, they're just devolving into something horrible. And it's hard to watch. It's unbelievable that they would get away with saying all this sort of stuff. So, it makes me sick that they would go attack people for praying. And it just shows you where that party's at right now.
Yeah. Greg Gutfeld sounded off on The Five yesterday. Charlie Kirk basically said that Greg Gutfeld completely annihilated the anti-prayer, trans-delusion death cult. And so maybe I'll play a quick soundbite from Greg Gutfeld here this hour of the show for you. Peter Ducey had this when it comes to Jen Psaki's remarks in particular.
Jen Psaki did not wait for any information at all about the shooter or about the motive before she took to X to post the following. Prayer is not freaking enough. Prayers do not end school shootings. Prayers do not make parents feel safe sending their kids to school. Prayer does not bring these kids back enough with the thoughts and prayers. And then, when kids are getting shot in their pews at a Catholic school mass, and your crime plan is to have National Guard put mulch down around D.C., maybe rethink your strategy. Minnesota is...
Yeah, absolutely pathetic there by Jen Psaki. But as George pointed out, it's not just Jen Psaki. It's members of Congress. It was the Minneapolis mayor who also lectures you and lectures Americans about, don't you dare point out how so many of these shooting suspects and these mass shooters, and especially the ones that are targeting innocent little Christian school kids, are transgenders. All right, we'll talk about that more. Stand by. Quick break. We'll start with your phone calls right after this. 406-294-0970.
Fox Sports Update.
20 times in Major League history, a player has hit four home runs or more in a game. The Phillies guys to do it. The last was Mike Schmidt against the Cubs on April 17, 1976. Drilled deep to right field. He has done it! Four home runs in a game!
NBC Sports Philadelphia, Kyle Schwarber hit his 46th, 47th, 48th, and 49th home runs. 49 on the season for Schwarber. The Phillies blasted the Braves 19-4. Kyle Schwarber leads the National League with four more home runs than Shohei Ohtani. He's one behind Cal Raleigh for the Major League lead. Schwarber's 119 RBIs, 11 better than the Mets' Pete Alonso for the Major League lead. Major upset in college football. 25th-ranked Boise State was slammed by South Florida in Tampa, 34-7. Bulls quarterback Byron Brown ran for two touchdowns and threw for 210 yards. Wild game in New Jersey. Rutgers blew a 31-14 lead against Ohio, but then hung on to win 34-31. NFL, circle the Sunday night game of the fourth week of the season. Four-time Pro Bowl defensive end Micah Parsons will be in the spotlight. The Cowboys playing the Packers. Yesterday, the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Packers for three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark and two first-round draft picks in 2026 and 27. Parsons agreed to a four-year contract with the Packers worth $188 million, $120 million guaranteed at signing, $136 million in guarantees overall. Micah Parsons now the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. He has 52.5 sacks in his first four seasons. He and the late Reggie White, the only players in league history with at least 12 sacks each of their first 4 years. Sunday night, September 28th, Parsons and the Packers will visit the Cowboys in a homecoming for Micah Parsons. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines here. What do you want to talk about on this Freedom Friday? George Blackard in the house with us. The phone number for you, 406-294-0970. Greg in Great Falls, what's on your mind? Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Aaron. See, I was listening on the radio this morning, and I got the news that there was something to do with a toxic water plume down there in Billings. I don't know if this is related, but 20 years ago, there was a toxic water plume that ran from Central 8th ran east of 8th Street and Central that, over towards Howard and Cook and Terry and Miles in that way. And I don't know if it's the same plume or not, but I reached out to the city water department back then, and I reached out to the city. I didn't get any response or anything. I thought it was all taken care of. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But I have some personal experience. When I was 16 years old, I worked for a company that had a little building down there off 8th and Central, just across from Central Park, and it was called Dow Incorporated, and I was hired for about 3 weeks down there with another guy, and we were cleaning vacuum cleaner parts for Filter Queen vacuum. Well, it wasn't for Filter Queen. It was their vacuum cleaner parts, but they were reconditioning these, like the vacuum attachments, that kind of stuff. And we were using acetone. We were using paint thinners. We were using all kinds of stuff, hotter than blazes down there. And all they had was a little fan for us. And we had boxes and boxes of these things. And all the stuff, the paint thinners, the acetone, all this stuff was going into a drain just down below us. And it was going, and I don't know if there was acetone in there, but I reached out to the city on that 20 years ago this was done. And I got no response or anything, so I thought it was all rectified. Maybe this new plume that I've heard about, I don't know if they...
Yeah, it might be somehow connected in. Yeah, this story in particular, they're tying in with, and I think this is a story that's been reported before, but it's just the EPA is now, taking action, and they've got a plan that they're seeking public comment on right now. This deals with, I pulled up the Billings Gazette story on this, industrial chemicals used primarily by laundry and dry cleaning businesses through the 1980s went down floor drains, causing a toxic plume to form underground. The pollutants can evaporate from soil or groundwater and then contaminate the air in the buildings above. The headline is this. EPA presents $33 million plan to reduce risks from toxins in Billings homes and businesses. And so it stretches. It includes about 4,200 homes, school, and businesses. Contaminated site spans 1,100 acres across downtown and west central Billings. It sounds like there were some folks expressing some of their frustrations in this public comment meeting. George, I think that, if we want to look at the good news on this Freedom Friday, it's like, hey, at least it's good to see the EPA focused on actually fixing the environment instead of just using false environmental claims to shut down jobs and industry for a change. So maybe this is the Trump administration repurposing the EPA to do what their actual job is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That organization has strayed many years ago from what their intended purpose was. So, yeah, it's good to see that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Well, what else did you want to talk about on this Freedom Friday before I take some more callers and talk about some other topics I've got racked and stacked here in the queue?
Well, so, we've got the Democrats and the liberals saying that you shouldn't pray and quit talking about it. And see, that's really what they want to do, is they want to shame people and make them to stop talking about prayers and stop talking about faith. You know, it's that's what they want. And that's just what they do with everything. Just like the trans things or the gay things or whatever it is, they try and shame you so that you will stop talking. And that's what that is. But, you know, we see now that President Trump, he's dispatched the National Guard to Washington, D.C., which should be the shining crown jewel of our country, because that's where Congress is. That's where our representatives, not leaders, are. And, you know, it's working. And people now are saying, wow, it's really working. This is making a difference. And you got people like J.B. Pritzker in Chicago, one of the worst cities in the country, and he's saying, we don't need that. Our crime is coming down. Well, your crime might be coming down, but when you're at the top of the list for crime, you got a long ways to go to make it a decent place. And so now you have them, you can't pray, and oh, now you can't even enforce the law. We don't want you to do that. We don't want you to enforce the law. And they don't admit that a lot of this crime, a lot of what's happening, is illegal aliens, people that aren't supposed to be here to begin with. And but no, you can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Just stay quiet.
Just like the Minneapolis mayor says, you can't talk about the fact that this shooting suspect who allegedly killed these little kids in Minneapolis is yet another transgender shooting suspect. We've seen so many of these mass shooting suspects have been transgender activists. And yeah, and to your point, George, that the mayor of Chicago and these other blue city mayors will claim, oh, look, crime's down, crime's down. They're lying about their own crime statistics. That's what we saw with Washington, D.C. The chairman of the D.C. Police Union even pointed out how they are ordering their own officers to basically, you know, downgrade felonies or not report certain things in order to fudge the numbers to make it look like crime is. But you talk to the residents of D.C., you talk to the residents of Chicago, the numbers can say one thing, but they are not feeling it. The crime is still off the charts. I want to play one more thing here, and then I'll get to our next caller. But yeah, this is part of what Greg Gutfeld had to say on the 5 yesterday about the anti-prayer, trans delusion death cult, which is the which is basically the Democrat Party right now and the liberal media mob. And then hold that thought. We'll get to Kat in Eastern Montana right after this clip.
This is why none of these a-holes can lecture anyone on compassion. The most compassionate people on this planet are trying to stop the trans delusion. The least compassionate are the people in the media, academia, and politicians who enabled this hysteria of horror. What is so glaring about the trans cult? Apparently your identity is the only thing that matters until you do something awful. Then it's the least important variable.
All right, and he goes off even further talking about this trans delusion death cult and how the left and the media are propping up these folks that are mentally ill and basically justifying their anger, justifying their eventual violence. Anyway, let's go next into the phone lines here. We've got Kat in Eastern Montana. Kat, thanks for calling into the show. What's on your mind on this Freedom Friday?
Well, good morning, George and Aaron, or Aaron and George. I just was calling in the spirit of Freedom Friday to let your listeners know that there is a mega freedom dinner in Carbon County on September 20th at the Elks Lodge. There are still tickets available. I will be there. I'm bringing my dad for his birthday, so I'm super excited about that, and so is he. And then also, in the spirit of prayer, I am praying for Jen Psaki. I pray for my enemies because that's what Jesus taught us to do. And so that is our recourse. Jen Psaki wants us not to be praying. So I think we should all collectively pray for Jen Psaki and the Democratic Party because they have lost their way and it is demonic. But on that note, God bless you both and God bless Montana. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Hey, God bless you as well, Kat. Thanks so much for the call and great reminder, great call for prayer there as well. Real quick before we get George's take on that. Yeah, she mentioned, what was that, September 20th? September 20th is when she was talking about this MAGA Freedom Dinner in Carbon County. So she'll be at that, with her dad. That's cool. I will be in Lake County at the Ronan Community Center for the Lake County Lincoln Reagan Day Dinner on Sunday the 21st. So look forward to seeing many of our listeners at that event as well. In fact, I think I saw that our friend Darren Gobb will also be speaking at the event from the Montana Sentinel, who's been doing some great reporting, especially this week as well. George, you know, to this point from Kat in Eastern Montana, that we're called to pray for our enemies and called to pray for our leaders, whether you agree with the leaders or not. I always loved it. The College Republicans at Montana State University several years ago hosted a U.S. Senate debate, and it was a Republican primary debate at the time. But you know how they kicked off that debate? The College Republicans prayed not just for the Republican Senate candidate, they prayed for then Democrat Senator John Tester as well. Because yeah, you're supposed to called to pray for your leaders, agree with them or not. You're called to pray, you know, if you want to call your political opponents enemies or whatever. Either way, you're called to pray for your enemies, you're called to pray for your leaders. Your thoughts, George, on Kat's call.
Well, Kat, thank you very much for that. You really made my day. That actually sparked a little energy in me, so I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And you know, I think that's right, Aaron. We are supposed to pray for those that represent us, and you know, those in power, and that's true. That's something that we are told to do, and I think we should. And I just, you know, I don't understand how, you know, it can't hurt. So even if you're not religious, and even if you're not the praying type, it can't hurt. So why are you making a big deal out of it and telling us that we can't? And I think you said it exactly, you know, and maybe Kat said that, but it is demonic that they want to come down on people that do pray and do believe.
All right, hold that thought.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Oh, man, I got a couple of great messages here on the Montana Talks app. I'll get to those here in a second. But first, let's sneak on another caller here on the phone lines, 406-294-0970. It's great. We had a caller from Central Montana, Gray Falls. We had a caller from Eastern Montana. Now let's take you to the West. We've got Bill in the Flathead on the phone lines. Bill, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
I do feel like it's a lot of times it's futile. We spoke of the healthy forest initiative yesterday, and more power to them. But where is that timber supposed to go? The infrastructure is gone. The mills are gone. The loggers are gone. And it's not like we can call them up and say, hey, come back to work tomorrow. My wife said you spoke of a couple of weeks ago or sometime the hundreds of millions of dollars that it would cost to open another mill. Yet there's subsidies for windmill farms and solar panel farms. No speak. When are we going to speak about the mills? The infrastructure that's gone, and how it's going to come back. That kind of a private sector business would spend that kind of money to open something, knowing that when the next liberal administration comes along, and it will, they'll be done. They'll be gone. Right now, we're driving past the couple of mills that are still in Montana and going to Idaho. Twice as far, three times as far, and Idaho has taken the wood. And so if we do open up our forests, are we going to support the Idaho people or the taxpayers of Idaho to mill that product?
Yeah, we got to get some more sawmills up and running here in Montana. Yeah, great, great point. Great questions there as well. Bill in the Flathead, thanks for calling in. Your cell phone signal was kind of breaking up at the first part of that phone call, but thankfully it cleared up so we could hear from you. Yeah, $250 million, George. I don't know if you heard that conversation. That's the conversation his wife had heard when we had the chief of the U.S. Forest Service on the program. $250 million to build a new sawmill. We've lost dozens of sawmills here in Montana over the past few decades. You can thank the radical environmentalists. You can thank the Democrats. You can thank federal judges like Don Malloy for that. So to his point, you know, we had the governor on the show yesterday talking about, you know, these new forest agreements, a 20-year agreement signed between Montana and the Forest Service. But Bill's point is, yeah, but even if we get access to the logs, where are the logs going to go? Now, one good thing that the governor shared a while back when that agreement was first signed, was he says, well, there, some of the existing mills have the ability to add more shifts. So maybe they're not at 24-hour shifts right now. Well, now they can move towards 24-hour shifts with more access to product. But how we incentivize and get more sawmills back up and running, I know that's something that the Trump administration and Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz are working on right now. It's something they're passionate about. George, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think that's important to a lot of states. It's important to Montana. You know, this is something that the Democrats have been working against for decades. And, you know, I think the thing that's interesting is they speak loudly and scream about this type of stuff, the environment and all of this. But, you know, that industry is not what the left makes it out to be. I mean, they replant trees, they regrow forests, they clean these things up. They do all this stuff that, you know, they don't want to talk about that. And it's just another thing, just another agenda item of the left to get their way to. And it's been shown that, you know, when you don't clean those forests up and you don't take out some of that forest, they cause these fires that are unfightable, that cause way more damage because of, well, conservation or whatever it is that these people scream when they talk about it. So, you know, I think it's a good thing. We should get those things back up and going.
Hey, a lot of these timber companies too historically have provided great access to the public for hunting access. And, you know, and when you put an economic incentive on those lands, you know, being in timber production, you put an economic incentive in basically keeping that land forested, you know, instead of basically being developed. And so talk about preserving hunting habit. There you go. And to your point about forest fire prevention, same thing we heard yesterday from both the CEO of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and our friend from the Safari Club International Western Montana chapter as well. They both said the exact same thing, that the better management of our public lands is also better for wildlife habitat. Here's the messages we got in on the Montana Talks app. Lee in Big Fork, it's our friend Lee Ettinger, who's got the Power Plus Pain Aid, Marine Corps veteran. You know, George, when we were talking about how Democrat politicians are openly attacking prayer, and I believe it's deliberate. It's not just that they want a call to action, and when they say call to action, they don't want, you know, mental health treatment for these transgender shooters. They want gun control. They don't want to control these radical transgender folks. They want to control you and your ability to defend yourself. But the other thing here is they are attacking prayer because trashing religion is their religion. And that's the point that Lee and Big Fork is making here. Any student of history knows that one of the main control mechanisms of communism is to separate the masses from family and religion. And George, I was almost going to say something like that earlier. I feel like I've been a bit of a broken record here lately, though, that for the left, if the left wants to transform America into something else, socialism or communism, They have to destroy family. They have to destroy faith. And they have to make people dependent on the government. They have to tear down these institutions so they can make you reliant on a new system of government.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all, that's the way they've been doing everything, is they chip away at the foundation of everything that we hold dear. And, you know, after a while, suddenly there's a big chunk gone before anybody notices, before they know it. So they're good at what they do.
Yeah. And then this is a powerful message that we just got on the Montana Talks app. This came from Andy in Billings. Andy says this: two of your morning topics hit home this morning. One, I lost my wife and my son lost his mother this past spring to sudden cardiac death. Yes, she did get the Pfizer vaccine. And two, if it wasn't for the power of people's thoughts and prayers, my son and I would not be where we are now in the aftermath of our sudden loss. What a powerful message that was.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, I feel for them for that, because there's a lot more of that that's going to go on than people actually know. But, you know, Aaron, I saw there's another story. I'm sorry, I'm going to switch gears on
no,
you.
No, please
but
do.
I,
go
I,
for it. Yeah.
I saw something that just angered me, infuriated me. In Chandler, Arizona, back in May, there was a little boy who drowned in his family's pool in their backyard. And, you know, it's an accident. That's nothing more than an accident. The mother was not there. The father was. He was taking care of their newborn infant inside. And they have video of the little boy. He's running around the pool, and he trips on some pool furniture or a floaty or something, and he falls into the pool and he drowns. And, you know, the Chandler, Arizona Police Department recommended felony charges against the father. And, you know, this is something that just irritates the hell out of me. That dad is going to suffer with this for the rest of his life, the fact that his son died while he wasn't paying attention. That's enough. There are accidents that happen, but you have attorneys out there that there are no accidents. Somebody's got to pay. They're going to sue everybody and do all this. And now you have this police department recommending felony charges for a dad after this tragic, tragic accident. And I tell you what, we've lost our minds as a society if we think we have to prosecute parents for accidents. I mean, it just sickens me. It infuriates me that they would do that.
Well, and it's kind of another reminder here that, yes, we should be sending our thoughts and prayers to victims. But how often do we prosecute the victims and target the victims and mock the victims in this country instead of praying for the victims? And then we see the criminals being released back out on the streets as well. All right, another quick break coming up here on Montana Talks. Just a quick few minutes left here. George, I don't know if you saw, you know, speaking of this transgender shooting suspect in Minnesota, did you see how desperately the liberal media mob tried to be oh so respectful using the preferred pronouns of a killer of kids? I'll play part of the supercut next.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, the Democrats have the new policy memo published online by the left-leaning think tank Third Way that suggested that politicians scrap 44 words, 44 of them. Radical transparency, small d democracy, barriers to participation, stakeholders, the unhoused, food insecurity, housing insecurity, person who immigrated, then it's birthing person, inseminated person, pregnant people, chest feeding, not breastfeeding. I mean, this, when you couple that with spending tens of millions of dollars on how to communicate with men, I mean, it's like, it's so cringeworthy.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity here. It's no secret. I have been very outspoken ever since I was able to save money. I've been a longtime buyer of precious metals like gold and silver. In fact, I've been purchasing them for many decades now, and I'm so glad that I have. But who do I choose to help safeguard my money? Here's the deal. I've been with the award-winning precious metals dealer, Goldco for years now. I am a customer of Goldco, and I was frankly relieved to find a great company that I trust and that I have stuck with, and they stick with me for the long haul. They keep it simple, and they've taught me a whole lot about the value of precious metals and how they can help protect your savings. I simply want you to call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. They'll send you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer, and you're not going to want to miss that one, trust me. Anyway, call now, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com today. Hey.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safely, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safely, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Big topics. Big ideas. Big Sky. Montana Talks.
Man, I tell you what, I just have too much fun chatting with George even during the breaks here. We should almost just record the breaks, and that can be the raw, uncut audio that we... That'll be an extra special podcast. So, okay, all the BSing during the breaks, unfiltered. We should post that one of these days as a podcast. But, yeah, we were talking about Gavin Newsom calling Trump an authoritarian. George was talking about that. It's like, seriously, man, you were the guy that had people arrested for surfing during COVID, for riding bicycles outside. Oh, but Trump's an authoritarian. Get the freak out of here, man. George, your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's crazy that somebody, and here's the thing, we have members of Congress, we have governors that are saying, you know, Trump won't concede the presidency at the end of his second term. That's nonsense. It's ridiculous. They're stirring up fear and hatred. These are elected representatives stirring up fear and hatred. And this shouldn't go unchecked. I mean, this is ridiculous that they get away with saying this kind of nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Gavin Newsom was complaining. He said, Donald Trump won't leave the White House in 2028. I've already gotten 28 different red hats from President Trump that says Trump 2028 on it. It's like, dude, it's a joke, and the joke's on you, and you're making yourself more of a joke by not getting the joke.
Oh, absolutely. And see, that's what's so crazy about it. It is a joke, and the more they react, the more hats they're going to get, because he loves getting their goat, and he loves doing that to them. You know, Aaron, one day I opened my mailbox on the way to the radio station to be with you in the studio, and I got this thing that said, thank you from the Biden-Harris campaign, and I'm like, thank you? I didn't give them anything, and I'm looking at it. And I got so mad, and I'm on my way to the radio station, and I'm thinking about this, and I'm going to talk about this because, man, this is just wrong. This is nuts. They put that out there so people think that I support them. And then I realized that my boss had sent me this joke, and because I thought, I better read this before I start talking about it. So I got all fired up, and it was a joke. I tell you what, that was probably the best $12 he ever spent.
Because that's hilarious.
I bought it hook, line, and sinker, man.
I thought your Marine Corps buddy Ryan might have been the one to pull that prank on you, but he'll have other opportunities. He missed the ball on
absolutely.
This
absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just to get you all fired up and angry again, here is the supercut from Tom Elliott that he shared on X. Listen to the liberal media mob be oh so respectful of the shooter's preferred pronouns.
Federal law enforcement identifying the shooter as Robert, but filed for a name change in 2019 to use female pronouns.
For the first time, we are now learning who that shooter is. The minor child, quote, identifies as a female and wants her name to reflect that.
She identifies as a female and wants her name to reflect that identification was underage. It's now Robin Westman.
Robin Westman, 23 years old. When you have mass shooting investigations so often, there's a pattern. I think police are trying to get after that tonight.
I wonder what that pattern might be with so many of these. She, her, oh so respectful of some nut job who just killed innocent little kids. My goodness, George.
Yeah. He is an evil scumbag that killed those kids and then just, you know, killed himself after he did it. I don't care what they call them and how much they pretend, facts are facts.
Yeah, and you would think that especially in a massive criminal case like this involving the death of little children, that they would at least stick to facts. But here they are, clutching their pearls, trying to be oh so respectful of this killer's preferred pronouns. If they can't even get this story right, why would you trust them with any other story out there? All right, George Blackert, always great to have you on Freedom Friday. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate your time. As always, quick break. We've got Sheriff Slaughter and more coming up next hour.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.